Good evening, children. It's Granny Macduff, ready with a story. So make yourselves comfy, and I'll begin. Once upon a time, there lived a king whose son had a sudden itch to travel the world. His father allowed him to go, but with one condition, that he must be back within 6 months' time. The prince agreed and took with him his most faithful servant. They travelled far and wide, and the prince soon found that he was growing quite homesick. And so they began the journey back to the palace. But one day, the prince and his servant found themselves lost in the woods. The trees were thick and cut out the light, and it was not long before darkness overtook them. They didn't know where to pass the night. The servant began to pick up sticks to make a fire, and the prince helped him. Suddenly, he saw a small light. It was a lantern. A girl was holding it, and in her other hand was a basket of freshly picked fruits. He approached her and he asked, "Dear girl, we are lost in the forest. Will you take my servant and I in for the night?"
"I would be happy to, but I do not advise you come into my house. It's best you do not go in," she replied sadly.
"Why?" asked the prince.
"Well, you see, my guardian is a witch, and she does not look kindly upon strangers."
"I am not afraid. We will follow you if you'll have us." The girl nodded and led them to her home. And with one look at the little house, the prince knew he had come to the home of a sorceress. He was not at all afraid. He entered. His servant reluctantly followed. The old witch was sitting in a rocking chair by the fire. She rocked to and fro, and each time the chair creaked. She turned and looked at the prince.
"Good evening," she said. "Come, have a seat and rest yourselves."
They obeyed, and the witch stood for a moment to stir something in the pot over the fire. The girl had warned the men not to eat or drink anything, for the witch brewed evil potions and offered them as water and wine. The prince and his servant slept in the chairs by the fire all night, and when the sun came up, they were out the door and straight off. The prince mounted his horse and was waiting for his servant to do the same when the witch came outside.
"Wait a moment. I should like to give you a parting gift."
The prince did not wait. He rode off and never looked back. His servant was still readying his horse, however, and just as he had tightened his saddle, the witch appeared with a glass in her hand.
"Take this to your master."
She held the glass out to him. He put it carefully into his bag and rode off. On their way to the next town, they spotted several chickens mulling about in a field.
"We may not find much more today, master," said the servant.
The prince agreed, and they took the chickens. The servant tied them from his sack, and they continued on. The glass the witch had given him suddenly cracked and broke, and the liquid inside ran all over the chickens. Just before nightfall, they reached an inn. The servant gave the chickens to the innkeeper and asked they be made ready for supper. Without knowing it, the prince and his servant had stumbled into a den of thieves. There were 12 in all, spread about the place at tables and drinking ale. They saw the rich clothes that the prince and his servant wore and planned to rob them. But not before they had had their supper and finished their drinks. The innkeeper served the men a stew in which he had put one of the chickens the prince had bought. And before the thieves could take a third bite, they were all dead.
The witch had put poison in that bottle and the liquid had spilled over the chickens. There was no one left but the innkeeper and his daughter, both innocent of the misdeeds their patrons had committed. They were honest and showed the prince all of the treasures the 12 thieves had brought and stored in their barn. And the prince told them to keep it all, for he would have none of it. And he and his servant rode off into the night. After they had travelled quite some time, they came to a large town where there was a princess whose gracefulness musicians wrote songs about and whose kindness was known throughout all the land. But the girl was proud. She would not take a husband unless he could present her with a riddle she could not solve. And she was as smart as she was graceful. And so there had been many men who had tried, but all had failed, for there was not one riddle she could not guess. Or so she thought. The princess was given 3 days to guess the riddle, and she always had the answer before her time had ended. When the prince arrived, he was in awe of her, and he gave her his riddle. Tell me, what is this? One slew none, and yet slew 12, he said. The princess did not know. She looked in all of her riddle books and thought, but she could not figure it out. At a loss and quite upset that someone could have outsmarted her, the princess ordered one of her ladies-in-waiting to sneak into the prince's bedchamber at night and listen to him, for perhaps he would mutter the answer in his sleep. But the prince's clever servant had switched beds with the prince, so when the lady entered, he grabbed the pin she wore in her hair and chased her out of the room. The second night, the princess sent another lady-in-waiting to see if the prince would mutter the answer to the riddle in his sleep. But again, it was his servant in the bed, and again he tore the pin from her hair and chased her out of the room. On the third night, the prince believed that he was now safe, and he slept in his own bed. This time, the princess snuck into the room, sat down near enough to hear him if he spoke. She wore a royal pin in her hair and a shiny silver-grey nightgown. The princess thought the prince was asleep, but he was not. He was awake. She asked, "What is one slew none?" He replied, "A chicken on which poison has spilled." "And yet slew 12. What is that?" And the prince answered, 12 thieves who ate the chicken and died of it." The princess was satisfied. But before she could leave, the prince grabbed the royal pin from her hair and startled her so deeply that she ran away and left it with him. The next morning, the princess announced that she had found the answer, and she called for the 10 judges so that she could announce it before them. But the prince begged to be heard before her, and he was granted his wish. He told them, "The princess stole into my bedchamber last night and, thinking I was asleep, questioned me. Otherwise, she would have never discovered the answer to the riddle." The judges told the prince, "Bring us proof of this." And the prince and his servant laid before them the 3 pins, 2 of the ladies-in-waiting and the princess's royal pin. Seeing this, the princess smiled, for she knew she had been outsmarted. She had finally met her match. They were married that very week and lived happily ever after. The end. It's time to take a deep breath, close our eyes, so that we may drift off into a world of our own adventure. Good night, children.